The track is called Danger Zone. It's from the album Seventh Star, the album that has this billing. Black Sabbath featuring Tony Iommi. It's out on the Vertigo record label here in the United Kingdom. Tony Iommi is in a studio up there in Birmingham, and now he's joined us on the Friday Rock Show. Tony, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Tommy.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
How's Birmingham this time of night, then?
Bloody freezing.
Is it cold out there?
Yeah.
Never mind. I just read in the history, you know, in about three or four different books, the history of Black Sabbath, and like most people, I suppose, one tends to forget just how big you were when you... when you started, when you broke with the album, with the single, Paranoid. And you were big also by word of mouth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no great, massive, there was no Krang in those days.
Well, that's right, yeah. I think in them days, the press didn't really want to know us or anything. So it was all word of mouth, really.
The press actually hated you.
That's right. I'll let you say that.
I remember articles that were vitriolic. I mean, really, were mudslinging. They hated everything you stood for.
Yeah, I had a hell of a job writing them, actually.
You were even intermediary in those days. Listen, I've got a feeling that it's been a bit of a struggle over the past couple of 3 years, keeping the concept of Black Sabbath together.
Well, basically what it was is that we lost a little bit of direction over the last few years when we were looking for singers and God knows one thing and another. And I think we lost which way to go. So we were rehearsing and trying various different things, and we ended up nowhere, really.
Yeah. But you've also suffered from illness. I mean, Ward and Butler have not been in the best of health recently, have they?
Well, I think Geezer was all right. I think it's basically Bill was at one time was a recovering alcoholic. So I mean, he seems to be okay at the moment now.
Yeah.
But he did go through quite a big stage, you know, with that.
But there must have been times, Tony, when you thought, I'm going to ditch the name Black Sabbath altogether and I'm just going to become, say, the Tony Iommi Band.
Well, I suppose that could go through my mind, but, I've always been part of Black Sabbath all my life, and that's always been my life, you know. Mm. So that's why I continued on with it now.
Where did you get the name from in 1967, Polka Tulk?
Oh, God. I think it was the old management we had.
Yeah.
The old management...
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what it means. I mean, what a name for a band, Polka Tulk.
I forgot. It did mean something, but I forgot now.
Yeah? Mm. That was when you were...
famous war or something.
None that I've heard of in a history lesson. But then you became Earth, didn't you?
That's right.
Which was a bit more down-to-earth and a bit more hippie, I suppose.
Well, the only snag with that is there's another group called Earth, which was a pop group at that time.
Yeah.
And we were getting booked as the same group, you know. So we did end up turning up at one function with the bow ties and everything, and we turned up looking like Ragtag and Bobtail.
Uh-huh.
And we were obviously the wrong band for this function, but we did play and they threw us off.
Straight off the stage job, was it?
Well, you know, it was like you're not getting paid thing, you know.
Right. Before you then became Black Sabbath and you were Earth, yeah. were you playing what was loosely called, if you like, heavy metal in those days? Though, to be absolutely honest, you originated the term in many ways.
That's right.
Or were you a blues band?
We were basically a blues jazz band, really. We'd done a lot of jazz stuff, but it was all based around the blues idea, you know.
Mm. What guitarist do you rate, or what guitarist did you rate when you first picked up the axe?
Funny enough, I used to listen to the Shadows a lot.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, they're playing in town here tonight. I wanted to go and see them, but...
But you're here.
But I'm here.
Or there, rather. I'm here.
Yeah.
If you can work that one out. But I mean, a lot of people say that, the Hank Marvin, right?
That's right, yeah. I think he's a big influence on loads of people nowadays.
But he wasn't actually a blues player, was he?
No. But at that time, I think they were one of the only instrumentalists, as guitar was, apart from the Ventures, which came out a bit later, I think.
Yeah. But didn't you sort of immerse yourself in a back room somewhere with about 3 and 6 pence... live on for the week.
And I didn't know much.
Well, 1 and 9 pence then, and a tin of Tom Piper steak pudding or something like that, and listen to Huddy Ledbetter or whoever, names that I can't even remember. You didn't really sort of, if you like, come from a blues background, but you're known, or at least the history books say, you were a blues band.
I think basically, though, we lived it here, you know, because we all lived in a pretty depressing area.
Yeah.
And I think it came out in the music when we started rehearsing. I mean, it was very rough when we first started, you know. We were always in fights and God knows what else. So it's...
And that was just with Ozzy, I suppose.
No. Through Ozzy.
Exactly. He'd start them, right? You'd have to get everybody out of them. So it's more rhythm and blues.
Well, it was like sort of the old, the old style blues, really. Yeah, rhythm blues.
Chuck Berry and that sort of stuff.
Well, I mean, that was original, yeah, but when we started this, as Black Sabbath, well, as Earth, it wasn't sort of Chuck Berry stuff. It was more the old, you know, coloured blues players, you know, the American blues.
Time for a bit of music. This is Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.